I thank the Lord for being here today. Appreciate the blessings of the Lord and how the Lord is able to help us out. We have a burden upon our hearts. We desire your prayers that the Lord will work tonight. I'd like to turn this very familiar scripture in John 3:16. And I thought about this scripture. I've preached it on it a lot of times. I seem like I've got a greater burden tonight for this scripture. It said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." You know, I thought about Jesus. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. He's my keeper.
Amen.
He's everything to me. He has kept us. I got saved in 1961, and I'm still saved. Still pressing the battle on. Still realizing that I need God. And but it said, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness." Seem like I can't hardly still comprehend that. Men love darkness. Oh Lord, help us today. Rather than light, because their deeds are evil. You know, Jesus came to deliver the hearts that is evil. Jesus came that he set the captive free. You know, I'm glad that I'm free. You know, I've been free for a long time, but I've also been in bondage. You know, until the Lord deliver me out of bondage. So I pray tonight that the Lord will help us out here. God loves every soul. He's concerned about every soul. And he wants to help them. You know, if we really want help in our souls, if we want to be free, we must believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. And we have to believe that he is able to deliver to the uttermost. And I feel like the Lord is able to help us in every need. But we really feel our need of God. So Lord, help us today. I want to turn to Romans, the fifth chapter, and the eighth verse. I desire your prayers that the Lord will help us out, because we really have a burden upon our hearts tonight. And it said, "But God commendeth his love toward us," you and I, "toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now just think about that. You know, that really touched my heart when I read this, that Jesus gave his life for you and I today, that if we would call upon him, call upon Jesus, and ask the Lord to help us, he will help us. He will give us victory in every part and in every way. And because he's concerned about the whole world. And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us out. And I want to turn to Acts, the 16th chapter of Acts. I want to get a scripture. These are familiar scriptures. You know, I thought about this is what we need to do. We need to preach the word of God. We need to ask the Lord to help us out. And we need to ask the Lord to give us the power and the victory and the grace and whatever we need. The Lord has everything. And it said here in the 16th chapter of Acts, it said, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. You know, I thought about this a lot of people. You know, I heard that someone said that God, you know, it seemed like the Lord made this world. And they said that was a fairy tale. You know, today we're living, I thought about, we're living in a difficult age. That seemed like people today, you know, they love darkness, or they love the world, or they love the things that is not right with us, rather than the love the God or the Christ that is able to deliver us to the uttermost. There's nothing. I thought about this. There's nothing too hard for God. The Lord is able to give us victory. You know, I'm glad I got saved in 1961. And, well, it would be 50 years this September. You know, that's a long time, isn't it? But we're kept. I thought about the scripture said we're kept by the power of God through faith. You know, we're going to have faith. Faith in God. Faith believing that he's able to help us out. And faith that is able to just bring us out and give us victory in our soul. I want to turn to the third chapter of John again. And we want to get a scripture here. You pray for us. Our heart is heavy. We pray the Lord to bless and work, because we're concerned. We're concerned about the church of God. We're concerned about people living holy. You know, this is a holy way. Jesus, the blood of Jesus, is able to make us holy. And to cleanse us and to give us the victory. He's able to do that. But we must believe. We must believe in him. And ask the Lord to help us out. But I want to turn to the third chapter of St. John again. And I want to read the 15th verse. 3 and 15. That whosoever, now listen to what this says. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes. You know, today we can have everlasting life. We can have that peace. I thought about, you know, before I got saved, why I didn't have that peace. I didn't have that love. I didn't have that concern. But you know, the Lord put the love, Brother Leslie, in my heart. The Lord seemed like that He just give us the peace that we need. It's a wonderful, you know, this is a wonderful way. People today, if we're not saved, if we're not really living according to the plan of God, brother, you're missing something. Seem like that so many people today, you know, they want, I was talking to a young man and they said, I want to have fun. Yeah. Brother, you know, today, this world is not fun.
No, no.
It'll bring us into bondage. Yes. It'll bring us, seem like, and it'll draw us farther away from God. Oh, may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. Brother, this is a reality. And you know, if you look back and think about, you know, where are we going to spend eternity? Where are we going to do it? We're going to have to turn to Christ. We're going to have to ask Jesus, Lord Jesus, put something in my heart. Put something real. That I can really get a hold of, and something that is able to help us out. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight, and may the Lord stir our hearts tonight. Oh, it's a sad thing. You know, I see people out in the world and just reveling out in the world, but oh, listen today. There's a greater and a very precious life that we can live right here in this old world, and because of Jesus, and people putting down Jesus, but I'm putting Him up. I'm raising Him up. Why? Because He's the one that is able to save us or save me. You know, I was a pretty bad boy, but you know, the Lord reached way down. Thank the Lord today. He reached way down and touched my heart. And you know, I appreciate that. And a new creature. And I've said this before, but you know, even my mother, and she recognized when she saw me after I got saved, she said, "There's something wrong." She said, "You're different." You know, why are you different? Well, she raised me. She knew how I was and all of this. And you're different. What happened? Well, I said, Jesus got a hold of me. You know, I'm glad that He got a hold of me. I'm glad that He is able to help us out. And you know, it seemed like I had a time, but you know, I'm glad that I led my mother to the Lamb of God. I'm glad that she is in heaven today. I feel like that she is rejoicing because of the life that we live before her, and we prayed earnestly that the Lord would get a hold of her heart, and you know, I remember the night, and she was a big woman, and she sat on the altar, and you know, Sister Abbott, some of you might not know her, but I knew old Sister Abbott, and she said that she came up there and she was talking to my mother, and my mother said, "I've been saved for 50 years, but," she said, "now I got something real." Oh, thank the Lord today. God is able to put something in our hearts, and God is able to give us the victory. You know, I thought about this. If we desire the Lord, you know, I don't think the world will have any effect on us, because we love Christ. We're putting Him first. We want We want to serve Him and humble our hearts before Him and recognize Him, that He is able to deliver to the uttermost. And you know, and He changed my life and He changed my heart. And I appreciate the Lord. You know, today it's a wonderful thing to live for the Lord. And you know, don't just go halfway. Go all the way with God and get saved and get sanctified and get some power over the world and over sin and over the devil. And you know, I thought about a lot of people. They're talking about the devil. Brother, I'm not afraid of the devil. I'm not afraid to testify. I'm not afraid to tell the world. And you know, seem like I've talked to a lot of people, and they said that, you must have something within. You know, today people recognize. You know, I'm not boasting ourselves, but I tell you today, people out in the world, and if you're really saved and really on fire for God, a brother, today they'll know it, and they'll recognize, and all of this. They may not get saved, but I thought about how that they will recognize that you've got power, that you've got victory over the devil. Oh, thank the Lord today. You know, I appreciate Christ, how He put the devil under our feet. Isn't that wonderful? You know, you don't have to be afraid of the devil. You don't have to be afraid. Listen today, peer pressure. People today, the young people, that have peer pressure. Brother, you don't have to have peer pressure. Brother, you can be happy. You can shout the victory and all of that. And I remember when I got saved, and I was spray painting, and I don't know, it seemed like the Spirit of the Lord come upon me, and I shouted. I shouted right in there. And this man, I guess it scared him, and he said, "Don't do that no more, I'll knock you in the head." But it was something that come right up on me, you know. I don't know what it was, but I thought about that. Brother, today we don't have to be ashamed. You know, if we're ashamed of Christ, brother, He's going to be ashamed of us at the judgment. That's right. May the Lord help us today. But this is a wonderful thing. You know, people today, well, I want to do this. I want to do that. I'm so afraid, young people today, they're going to reach out for the world, and they're going to get bound by the power of evil and wrong and sin. But may the Lord help us today. I know no matter how far down in sin we are, brother, the blood of Jesus is able to reach way down. Way down. No matter how far down we are, He's able to reach us, and He's able to bring us up, and He's able to bring us out of all the confusion, all the divisions, and all the things. You know, I'm not confused. You got people today, they say, "Well, Brother Gordon, there's all kind of religions." Yeah, I know that, but they're not of God, and I'm not confused. You know, I appreciate the understanding and the wisdom and the knowledge that Christ can give for us. Oh, may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today. Well, I want to turn to the John, the 8th chapter of John. And Lord, help us today. You know, we need to have a real desire to live for God and have a real concern for our own souls. You know, today it seems like people today, you know, they're going to go on and on and on, and they're going to lose their soul. And you know, I thought about the man there, he said, in hell, In hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Brother, he was in torment. And you know, if we die and go to hell, brother, we're going to be in torment for I don't know how many years.
Oh, forever.
Forever and ever. But you know, Jesus is able to break the bands of sin and evil and wrong. He's able to break that. And you know, I thought about, wasn't it Lazarus? He said, loose him. Brother, he can loose us. And he could give us freedom and victory and power and grace. But oh, may the Lord, we're going to have a desire to live for God. You know, a lot of people, I thought about, they revel out in sin and even in our little town of Nowata and they will congregate together, you know, the young people. I don't know what they're doing and everything, but you know, the enemy today will plant, things in our minds and in our hearts and all of this, and then all of a sudden, we get in a bind, we won't be able to get out unless we call upon Christ. But the world, you know, the world is in awful shape today. It's just sad to think about and sad to realize that it's an awful thing. Over here it says in the 8th chapter, and the 24th verse, he said, I say therefore unto you that if ye shall die. Now just think about that. If ye shall die in your sins, if we don't get saved, we're going to die in our sins. That's a sad thing, isn't it? And it said, for if ye believe not, we need to believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. We need to believe that He is able to deliver us. We need to believe that He is able to give us comfort and strength and oh, may the Lord help us. You know, sometimes I get alone by myself and I pray and the Spirit just comes right down and just give us the strength and the power and the grace and the victory. And you know, I come up, I'm like a soldier.
Amen.
Going forth.
Yes.
Believing God. Standing on the promises of God.
Right. Yes.
Lord, isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Brother, we can be that.
Amen.
But you know, if we're down and out, we need Christ to lift us out of that. But it said here, for if ye believe not that I am He, in other words, that He was the Savior of the world, He came to set the captive free. He came to give us victory in our souls. And it said here, if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. And I thought about another thing over here in we'll drop back to the 21st verse. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. You know, a lot of people today is going to die in their sins. Why? Because that they don't believe. You know, I heard an individual say one time, he said, I've tried it. And he said, I just can't make it. But I told him, I said, listen, the blood of Jesus will change your life. The blood of Jesus will give you victory. The blood of Jesus will cause you to go forth and be victorious.
Amen.
You know, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And it said, you shall seek me and shall die in your sins, And where I go, ye cannot come. You know, I want to go where Jesus is. I want to go, but if I die in my sins, I'm not going to go there. That's sad, isn't it? And I thought about, I don't know, but I just wonder how many people, maybe at the start of, you know, the generation, how many people is right down there in hell crying, "Oh, why didn't I get saved? Why didn't I humble myself? Why didn't I call upon God?" And that will run through their minds. You know, I thought about this, and I thought of a person, especially our loved ones. You know, they're out in sin. It seemed like that they're not concerned about their souls. And I thought, oh, Lord, eternity is a long time. Eternity, a long time. And they're going to be down there in eternity. Oh, may the Lord help us today. But then, you know, if we call upon the Lord,
yes, amen.
If we have a really humble attitude,
right,
and say, "Lord, I want to meet you. I want to go where you are. I want to be victorious." Lord, help us. You know, so many people today, it's a sad, sad thing. It's a terrible thing to die in sin. It's an awful thing to realize that if we don't get saved, we're going to die in our sins. Oh, may the Lord help us today. May the Lord stir our hearts today to realize. I want to turn to John, the 7th chapter of John. Lord, help us today. And the 37th verse. It says, "In the last day, that day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried, saying, If any man thirst," or you can say, "if any man has a desire to be saved." If any man has a desire to be saved. Oh, may the Lord help us today. "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Receive what the Lord has for us. The plan of salvation. Brother, that's a wonderful thing. You know, I thought about when I got saved. Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I was out in deep sin. But oh, the Lord reached way down. I appreciate that so much. He reached way down and lifted me up. And he didn't just lift me up, but he lifted me out. Oh, isn't that wonderful? It's a wonderful thing to be saved. If we're not saved, really saved. I'm talking about, you know, a lot of people, a lot of preachers, they say, "Well, but believe on the Lord." Well, if we really believe on the Lord, we're going to get a change. The old thing, it had passed away. I thought about before I got saved, I thought I loved the world. But then I had a real desire to to live for the Lord too, because my grandmother, she would teach us that, said, you need to get saved. I was just a little boy, and she said, you need to get saved. And, well, I didn't really understand all that. And she says, you need to believe on Jesus. And you know, that stuck through my mind. And I said that when I was in the service. I was out there, it was maybe after midnight, and seemed like that her voice just came to me. You need to be saved. You need to call upon God. The Lord is right there to help you. Oh, may the Lord help us today. You know, He's a wonderful Savior. But do we really have a desire to live for God? You know, do we love the world more than we love salvation? Now just think about that. Love the world. World don't have nothing for you. Well, I'd say they have bondage for you. That's about all. But Lord, help us today. Help us that we could really realize, Lord, I want to draw closer to you. Lord, I want to. It said, if any man come, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. It says, come unto me. That's Christ. It says, come unto me and drink. Rivers of water, it said one place. It says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Isn't that wonderful? Living water. Alive. Our souls is alive. It's not in bondage. Our souls are not in bondage. We've been delivered from all of this. But I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us out tonight to realize if we're lost, we'll be lost forever. Just think about that. Being lost forever. Our souls burning in hell. Isn't that you know, Christ, He loved us so much. He didn't have to go through this. But because the love that He had for precious souls, you know, He said to His Father, if it's possible, if there's a way out, let this cup pass. You know, people don't realize, really they don't. They don't realize the suffering that He went through with. But He said, let this cup pass from me. Then He said, nevertheless, oh, thank the Lord. I'm thankful that how He humbled Himself, Jesus, the Savior of the world, I'll go all the way. Oh, I appreciate the Lord today. You know, if we are not saved, or if we're not ready to meet the Lord, you know, the Lord has everything. Jesus has everything that we need to go through with victory. You know, I thought about when I was when I got saved, and the devil said, "Well, it won't last." You know that's why he tells everybody, if you get saved, it won't last. But in September, it'll be 50 years. You know, I thought about my wife. You know, when we first got married, So how long have you been saved?
Well, at that time, I had been saved 19 years.
And I thought to myself, 19 years. You know, really, in a way, 19 years is a long time. It's a long time. And I thought, well, if the Lord can keep her saved for 19 years, why, he can keep me saved. That's right. Lord, help us today. You know, the enemy, don't let the enemy deceive us and say you can't live it. Brother, you can live it. You can live this way. You can live holy. You can live righteous. You can live godly right here. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Do we want to be free? Do we want to live holy? That's a question for every one of us. Do we want to live for God? Do we want to live holy and righteous and godly? It's through the blood of Jesus. It's through the blood of Jesus that we can live holy. We can live righteous. We can live godly right here. For sin, and you know, I'd say in the past year, this country has went down. That's right. But you know, I've got it settled in my heart. If they say, if you don't deny Jesus, I'll cut your head off. Well, cut my head off. I want to go to heaven. I want to see Jesus. I want to see the one that had suffered and died on the cross. I want to see him. If it's possible. I know it's a spirit. But, you know, I want to humble my spirit to Christ. And say, I thank you for helping me to make this through. To have victory in our souls. I pray today. I pray that these few little thoughts will encourage our hearts. To get saved if we're not saved. To press the battle on. You know, it's not hard. You know, a lot of people, they say, well, it's hard to live for God. No, it's not. I haven't found it that way. Have you, Brother Leslie?
No, I haven't found it.
I found, the Bible says that his yoke, did he say his yoke is hard? His yoke is easy. It's easy. It's not hard to live for God. It's easy. My yoke is easy. And my burden. Does it say heavy? It's light. My burden is light. Oh, may the Lord help us today. It's light. May the Lord help us. If we're not ready to meet the Lord, come and pray and seek the Lord and ask the Lord to help you. And he loved us so much that he will help us. So I pray today the Lord will help us all. Amen.